views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
Good morning. This is Colette Marie Steffen. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour and experience the instant relief of tuning into your intuition. Shift happens every Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time, live on the radio waves and in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com and transformationtalkradio.com. The energetic shifts are still accessible through what I call HSN, the Higher Self Network, if you are listening later. It is my pleasure to share inclusive information with you and to provide you with an opportunity to call in and receive energetic shifts and creative solutions to your problems with my favorite energy practitioners. We love to hear from you. Feel free to call in at 1-800-930-2819. My guest today is one of my favorite people to work with, and her name is Sharan Sirdar. She is a geneticist by training and work history turned epigeneticist from her innermost desire to reveal the truth about our human potential. She has a degree in microbiology and a master's in human genetics. She worked in the field of genetics for 13 years, identifying genetic mutations for a whole host of genetic diseases and contributed to scientific papers as well as textbooks. Today, she works specifically with genetic diseases, assisting to release the energy in the form of emotions, beliefs, perceptions that get in the way of the natural flow of the body to bring about positive gene expression. Sharan is leading the edge in the paradigm shift of revolutionary new field of epigenetics. She has been featured on Hidden Science TV and Punk Science. She is an author and follows her passion to make easy to understand videos explaining epigenetics. Sharan, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi.
Oh, it's so good to hear your beautiful, beautiful voice.
You too. It's always wonderful to be here with you. Thank you for inviting me.
Yeah, and it's it's been such a busy summer for me, and I know for you also. So it's just really great to connect.
It is. Yes, great. Wonderful. And like I said, I always love talking to you. So it's good fun.
Yeah, we already have callers lined up here, but I just wanted to make sure that we get, that we talk a little bit about what you do so that people have an understanding of how it is, how you work.
Mm-hmm. So... Oh. Go ahead.
Well, we had decided that this show, you and I were going to talk about, you know, DNA and ancestors. Uh-huh. So, you know, just let people listening in now, in case they haven't heard about epigenetics, understand what that means.
Well, epigenetics is basically looking at the biology of genes differently. You know, previously it was always thought that the genes were influenced, just that they basically, once you had them the way they were, that's just the way it was, and it was going to stay that way. You know, if you had a particular gene inherited from your parents, that's the way it was going to be. But epigenetics is the new field of science where the word epi stands for above the genes. So what that means is that there is the control of the genes is not the genes themselves, it's above the genes. So what is that? It's basically the information that is in and around our body, which is the energy. So what is that? It's the emotions we experience, the beliefs we have, the perceptions we have. And that is not just ours, but also what we inherit. And so that's where the ancestry aspect comes in. And, you know, I know you do this work too, where you release the energy around the cells and the DNA that can contribute to this. So it's quite fascinating and so exciting, because we can really clear that energy, and then each gene has the ability to be expressed not just one way, but 30,000 different ways.
30,000 ways.
Yeah.
So it reminds me of that song. Was it 30,000 ways to leave your lover? I don't think it was 30,000, but the song was something about that.
Well, it's
50. Oh, Brian has just informed me 50 ways to leave your lover.
Brian's the expert on the songs.
Yeah, absolutely. Paul Simon. Okay,
yeah.
But you can change your genes 30,000 ways.
Yeah, that's huge possibilities exist, you know. So
oh, you make me laugh, Sharon. That means we're already clearing a lot of energy. So, you know, this is really good news, right? That, you know, we have all these options. It's kind of like the genes have choice.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, and so, you know, you and I both know that when a person has a physical problem, it is rarely actually at root cause physical. There's usually underlying energies that are emotional or psychological or mental or, you know, biological. You know, there's so many factors to consider. And, you know, that's why when you learn how to energetically track what's going on and you can identify those weaknesses, you know, that's how it shifts. And, you know, what I love about this is that, you know, you have this wonderful scientific background, and then you also have this wonderful ability to shift energy. It's a beautiful combination.
I quite like it myself.
Well, you know, whenever you and I get together, we always end up laughing because, you know, just for anyone listening in, the reason why I called this radio show The Truth is Funny is because when you hit the truth of whatever the weakness is in any given situation, it quite often makes people laugh. And, you know, they can, you know, people can be really upset, and then all of a sudden they'll just break into laughter. And, or, you know, we'll be working together and we'll just break into laughter. And that's because it's shifting. And, you know, and it's fun to shift energy that way. You know, sometimes people cry, but that's okay too. That's just sentimental sadness, you know, as you're letting go of a problem. But, you know, when we come back, we do have two callers already on the line. And so we will address those callers. So hang in there until after the break. You are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Stephan and my guest today, Sharon Sirdar. When we return, we will share more ways to clear energy. Call in 1-800-930-2819 to make some shift happen.
Problem is all inside your head, she said to me. The answer is easy if you take it logically.
I'd like to help you in your struggle to be free. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Each month, listen to Live More Radio with co-host Allie Katz. Join Allie and Dr. Pat as Allie introduces new ways to bring balance back to your life through meditation, sleep, and exercise techniques so you can live your truly authentic life. Stress less, live more. To learn more about Allie, visit ATOZENmeditation.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
We've already said
this is Colette Marie Stephan. We're back on The Truth Is Funny. My guest today is Sharan Sirdar. Sharan, before we continue, can you just share your contact information with people so that they can get in touch with you?
It's www.sharansirdar.com. That's CharanSurdar.com. And they can find all of my social media contacts on the website. And obviously check my YouTube channel for videos, which I've got a lot of fun animations on there that they can look at.
I love your videos. They're really simple and, you know, explaining complicated concepts in a simple way. That's awesome. Yeah, Yeah, and you clearly have fun doing them.
I do, so. And hopefully we'll be making some more. So yeah.
Yeah, it's funny how when you're in this process, there's so many great ideas and lots of things that people want to get around to. But, you know, these things take time.
Yeah, they do. Definitely.
Even though there is, it's kind of like my book right now. And I am happy to say it's actually now in the distribution process. So, you know, once it's out of something.
Congratulations.
Yeah. I'm really happy because, you know, I like doing things fast. And then I sometimes don't have that much patience waiting for other people to do their process. But that's just how life really is, you know. Yeah. We have a caller on the line, Bertha from Regina, Saskatchewan, Canada. And I'd like to take her call here now. She's been patiently waiting. Are you there, Bertha?
I'm here, Colette.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Bertha.
I'm doing... Hi, Sharan. It's nice to meet you.
You too.
I'm having a little bit of issues. I've been diagnosed with breast cancer, and they're now telling me it could be in the bones. I go for a CAT scan this morning, and I just need some... a little bit of work here.
Okay.
And I'm all yours, girls.
Okay. All right. Take a deep breath here.
Yeah,
Okay, just breathe. Okay. So.
Oh, by the way, I love the song that you were playing in between there. The 30,000 Ways to Leave Your Lover.
Brian has a special gift for making people on this radio show feel better with his music. Thank
it made
you,
me giggle.
Yeah, and music is very therapeutic, and so the energy, you know, in it, and so we just want to strengthen you to that, like your authentic self triad. Let's get that really solid, so that you are, your body and your soul and your spirit. Let's just get it really, really strong and even. So that, you know, you're more centered for this, okay?
Right.
We want to get you into a place where, you know, you're breathing and you're calming yourself with your breath rather than holding your breath waiting for the worst to happen. And so we're just going to strengthen. I'm strengthening you to that right now. I'm going to work on you here and I'm going to turn you over to Sharan. Sharan,
okay.
what do you?
When
up?
Did this then? When did this begin? What was going on in your life at that time?
It's 2 months. 2 months ago, I was diagnosed after a mammogram, the end of May, and I just went to the oncologist yesterday, and now they're sending me for the CT scan because a bone scan came back.
But what was going on in your life before that?
Oh, I see what you mean. I've had, for the last 2 years, my granddaughter has had health issues. And before that, there was mother issues. I know where it's kind of all stemming from, but I just can't get myself centered and grounded enough to work through it.
Okay.
It's on my left, it's the left breast that's affected.
Where on your left breast?
It's in the pectoral muscle, so it's about 7 and 8 o'clock is where they, like underneath, where the breast connects to the body.
Mm-hmm.
It's back in there.
Okay.
It's back, not protruding.
Okay. You know, because right away what I'm picking up here is, you know, your breasts are about mothering and maternal issues. And I know your granddaughter, how is she doing?
Yeah. She's getting better. She's on a lot of medication. She's a little trooper, that one. She's a fighter.
And she was born with what?
It's called tricuspid atresia. It's half a heart. Her right side of her heart was missing.
Okay.
It didn't develop.
Okay.
And she's had other medical
issues. So because this is coming up that that in some way for me, I'm picking up an energy that, you know, your heart, that you were brokenhearted, that your granddaughter has to go through this. And that's the energy I'm picking up. And when you said she's 2 years old and this was 2 months ago, it's also, it's kind of like clearing of energy for her, I'm getting, will strengthen you. So I'm going to work on that. Sharon, what are you picking up here?
I got pretty much what you were saying there, that it's got to do with the mothering issues, and it's particularly because it's on the left as well. And there is that energy, which you said around your mom as well, that, you know, you said something about that too, didn't you, Bertha?
Yeah.
About issues with how your relationship with her?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She, so, go ahead.
She just left us when I was 15. Uh-huh. She left my family.
Yeah. So I'm picking up energy around the thymus gland, which is your immunity. So how you feel vulnerable, because the breasts are, you know, they're very vulnerable in that area. So it's that vulnerability. And there's energy of no will to live. And it's not from now. It's from... about when you were 7. So I've just cleared around that.
Yeah, I was picking up an energy in you where you would rather die than leave your family. So that's how it's coming up. And so we want to clear that for you, you know, that, you know, like if you were ever to desert your family, it would have to be because you died. And so we want to just let that go. You know, let's get you strong to leaving your family, not leaving your family leaving you, your family not leaving you. I'm getting that the weakness is now that do you have a connection with your mother now?
Very distant. It's, she's trying, but I'm still resisting.
Oh, okay. So this is because the energy is coming in because she's trying to get back into your life. It's weakening you energetically. This is like just external forces coming at you. We just want to strengthen you to those, get you really strong here to, all the external forces coming your way right now. When a person is diagnosed with a malignancy, there are, you know, it can, you know, you can test energetically, is this coming from outside the person, from psychic and spiritual or other external forces? Did it actually manifest in the person energetically, you know, is it due to a physical issue? And so we're going to strengthen you on that. And I'm picking up that this is coming from external forces. And so just going to work on that. Sharon, we're going to have to go for a break in about 2 minutes. But if you could just, if you want to hang on for the break until after the break, Sharon and I will work on you on the break. But in the meantime, Sharon, just what else are you getting for her?
I also got that you have a broken heart energetically from way past, about the age of 7 again. And so I've just corrected that as well. So like Colette said, we'll get back to you and continue working on you.
Yes, okay, absolutely. I am Colette Marie Steffen, and you're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Connect with me at thetruthisfunny.com and on social media, Facebook and Twitter at The Truth is Funny with Colette. Call in if you want an opportunity to shift your life into better. 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back with you, Bertha, and let's make some more shift happen.
Stranger in the black sedan, I want you to hop inside my car. I got pictures, got candy, I'm a lovable man, and I can take you to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, baby.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself.
Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
In retirement, will you outlive your money? It's a common question for people approaching retirement, but it doesn't need to weigh on you. Ask Ameriprise Financial Advisor Jeff Packman about the new Confident Retirement Approach. You and Jeff can break down retirement planning step by step to get the real answers you need. In fact, 93% of clients who have had the Confident Retirement Approach conversation feel more confident about their retirement. Call Jeff Packman Financial Advisor at 425-453-0272 for your Confident Retirement conversation today. Office is located at 601 108th Avenue Northeast, Suite 1800, Bellevue, Washington, 98004. Percentage based on Ameriprise Financial Confident Retirement Client Survey as of December 2013. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated. A registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
This is Lynn Brown from the show Winning at the Game of Life. Listen, it's time to enrich your money stories and open your path to all that you desire. We all have limiting beliefs which we accumulate from our life experiences, ancestors, and past lives. These beliefs block our ability to receive the unlimited flow of abundance that the universe is constantly offering to us. Why are we so emotionally caught up on the word money? It's only one of the many forms of abundance. I'm excited to uncover your unique stories and limiting beliefs around money and abundance, as well as give you tools to release them from your space. It's time to invest in yourself. You deserve everything you ever imagined and more. Call me to schedule a reading at 844-B-INTUIT or RUINTUIT.com.
Lynn was very accurate, and she was so clear in explaining everything to me. I highly recommend Lynn to all of you.
I am Colette Marie Steffen, and you're listening to The Truth is Funny. I have Sharan Sirdar here with me today, and we have Bertha on the line. Sharan and I were energetically connecting with you, Bertha, over the break here. I did forget to get a baseline from you, but if you could tell me now where you're at on a scale of 0 to 10, or if you've perceived a shift, 0 being neutral, 10 being the absolute worst.
Well, I know I feel lighter now.
Okay, good.
As a number, I would probably say now I'm probably I want to say 4. I don't know if that's the number that came. So, but I feel a lot lighter, and I still a little tight in the chest area, but definitely lighter than I was 10 minutes.
Yeah, that's good. So what we want to do is we just really want to strengthen you to this experience of going for the scan. And so that, you know, this experience strengthens you rather than weakening you. You know, just not having to label it good or bad or that they're checking this. Anytime you connect with an oncologist, their job is to do as many tests as they feel necessary to identify, you know, every aspect of what's going on. So, you know, just because they ask for a test does not necessarily mean that, you know, if there's a possibility that, you know, that possibility is, you know, written in stone. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Okay, so we really want to strengthen you to that, okay? Because, you know, the fear around the diagnosis is coming up as one of the number one weaknesses that is limiting you from letting it go.
Okay.
And so, you know, fear of diagnosis is like one of the leading weaknesses for, being able to overcome any serious disease, because everybody tells you, you got to take it so seriously. You see? And so, so, you know, you could choose to take life seriously. And when I say take life seriously, what I mean is your love of life. That's something that you could, you know, that's what I'm strengthening you to. Okay. Sharan?
I had some more energy, which I was looking at underlying the issue that's happening with you right now. And there was two discordant energies of bitterness and negativity. So I cleared around that. And one of the interesting things was that there was the reproductive system had kind of disconnected from your rest of the body. And I'm not talking physically, obviously, energetically speaking. And that obviously, because that's hormonal, and then that can impact all that, with the breasts and that. So all that energy has been cleared for you. So those two energies of bitterness and negativity that were contributing to that.
Okay. And so, Bertha, where are you at now?
When Sharan was doing that, I could feel along my spine, it's starting to, definitely something is shifting. I can feel energy going up and down my lower spine. So
good. That's good. Like I could feel that also.
Yeah.
And so this is, we're just going to strengthen you to your experience today, because you're, what time are you going?
I'm leaving here in about 5 minutes, and it's at 11.
Okay. So, we're just strengthening you to getting in the car, all the people around you, to going into the building, to, you know, the sights, the smells. It's coming up a bunch of senses. So we're just going to strengthen you to that, strengthen you to be very balanced here. In your body, soul, spirit triad. I would just strengthen you to let go of any limitations here, of letting go of this fear. And Sharan?
I wanted to also offer you a gift. I've created some frequency tracks that are just specifically for cancer, to allow for the energy to begin to release itself as whatever is going on. So it's just to sort of support you in along with whatever you're experiencing right now. So if you want to email me, I can get those to you. And that's at charanserda.com. And you can actually email me via my website as well.
Okay, perfect. Thank you very much.
All right, Bertha, you have a great...
wonderful day. It's going to be a great day.
Yes, this is what I was just going to say. Enjoy your day regardless, as to the best of your ability. And I noticed that you have booked a session with me, so, you know, we'll reconnect. And just let me know, you know, we can see what... This is really good. Then we can see what the results are from this, okay?
Sounds wonderful.
All right. Lots of love to you.
Okay. Take
care. Thank you. You both as well. Thank you.
Okay. Bye. Thank you so much, Sharan. That's very generous of you.
Yeah. And, I felt inspired to do that.
Oh, that's really cool. Thank you very much. We also have another caller who's been patiently waiting here. It's Julie. Are you there, Julie?
Hi, Colette. Hi, Sharan.
Hi. Hi there.
Hi. I would love some clearing and support for issues around my liver. I was diagnosed with an autoimmune hepatitis about more than a decade ago, and I kind of thought I've been doing various things, but just recently, I guess I got a fiber scan, and it shows that my liver is hardening. And, yeah, I would just love to just kind of clear that.
Okay. You know, I like to get a baseline on a scale of 0 to 10. Where are you? Like, how much is this bothering you?
So I fluctuate between, like, a 5 and 6.
Okay. So we just want to get you in a position where, so you've had this for a decade?
Yeah, I mean, it might have been longer. It's one of those things where I felt like I almost had mono when I was in school, and no one could really diagnose it, and I just would feel kind of, you know, just really like I was hit with a Mack truck kind of thing. And it wasn't till, I guess I got really sensitive to a whole bunch of, like perfumes and seafood, and I guess according to Chinese medicine, everyone was saying, oh, yeah, you've got a liver, you know, you've got too much liver heat. And so, yeah, I don't know if it's a reinforcement of, like, everyone telling me I should worry about my liver.
And then I found out
I had autoimmune hepatitis. So I guess
how
my doctors
now?
Explain it to me. It's sort of a genetic thing. Kind of a cross between my mom and dad, and that's why I have it. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Anyway.
Okay, so just take a deep breath here. And how old are you now? Can you hear me?
Oh, hi.
Hi. Yeah, can you, how old are you now?
I'm 47.
Okay, because I was getting that this has been much longer than a decade. And that it's also been it's something that, you know, so I'm working on that. But on another level, I'm also getting that in some ways the hardening of your liver is just like a natural hardening of more of an age related thing. Sharon, what are you picking up?
I'm getting that I picked up a discordant energy of despair. Like you said, Colette, it feels much longer. In fact, it even feels ancestral. And so I got that the liver was actually disconnected from itself energetically, and there's a cording ancestrally to there's just that so I'm going to go ahead and release that.
Yeah, you know, what Sharon is saying about the liver discordant within itself, you know, just as we have relationships with ourself, our body parts can have relationships within themselves and also have relationships to other parts of the body that are not strong. So we want to strengthen your central nervous system to your liver and your liver back to your central nervous system. The underlying weakness that I'm on a non-physical level that I'm picking up is emotional. And the emotion that's coming up is the emotion of anger. And so, and it's almost like your liver is angry with itself. So that's kind of, it sounds kind of funny, but, you know, we're just going to work on that. And we do have to take another quick break here, but if you hold on over the break, Sharon and I will work on this. Yeah, are you able to do that, Julie?
Yes, I am.
Okay, cool. All right. This is Colette Marie Stephan with The Truth is Funny. It's a pleasure to connect with all of you, and I'm happy to say that my long-awaited book, The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens, will be out actually very soon because it is now in the distribution project or process. And my book is a conglomeration of my experiences with shifting energy with clients on the radio, with different modalities, all basically what I know about energy up to date is what's in this book. And so I'm pleased to say that it should be out on Kindle any day now, is what they're telling me. And I will, Sharon and I will come back in after the break, and we are going to work on Julie and her liver issues. We'll be right back.
Try to see it my way. Do I have to keep on talking till I can go on? While you see it your way, run the risk of knowing that our love may soon be gone.
Are you feeling broken from your relationships? Are you second-guessing yourself about friends, family, and lovers? Tune in to the hit show that's creating a buzz in the love-seeking community, Love Seeker Radio, finding love for your authentic self with renowned love coach Heather Lynn. Tired of dissatisfying relationships? Kiss them goodbye and power up your love seeker energy. Coach Heather Lynn reminds you that you can just be you, the beautiful and perfect you. Visit heatherlynncoaching.com to learn
more. Dr. Love's Quickies.
Mary's about ready to give love the shove, because no matter what she tries, guys don't know that she's alive. To turn guys on, she needs to turn on those green lights, nonverbal cues that say, over here. Most guys won't approach unless they're cleared for landing. So ladies, to kickstart your love life, turn on those green lights and flash your pearly whites. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf of AskDrLove.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
You got attitude? Keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook, thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tongue-tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water. On Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Shadow in the city, all around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match, yeah. But at night it's a different world. Go out and find a girl.
This is Colette Marie Stephan, and you are listening to The Truth Is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I have my wonderful guest today, Sharan Sirdar, and we have Julie on the line. And Julie, we were working on you over the break. I just wanted to check in with you where you're at number-wise, 0 to 10. You were at about a 4 or 5 or a 5 and a 6. Where are you now?
Probably 3, but it's funny because I could feel the energy going in. I could almost feel like what feels like panic kind of come up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, yeah. We were talking about we were just talking about that. We're picking up some energy within your body that is what coming from outside of you, external forces, and psychic stuff. And so we were just working on letting go of that. The panic I'm getting that you're feeling is that as that energy leaves you, this energy's been with you for a while, and it sounds funny, but it's almost like your liver is arguing, I'm not going to work for her, you work for her, no, you work for her. It's kind of, you know, yeah. So, yeah, there, now it's really clearing. Okay, where are you at now, Julie?
Oh, gosh, 2, I think, hops into my head.
Yeah, and you know, we're just going to strengthen your perception around that, because even as I was talking, as I was going out of the break, I was like hearing this argument with your liver. So sometimes it's challenging to speak logically while energetically tuning into this discordant energy. And I'm just really getting that this discordance was coming up from your becoming a woman. It is like, you know, being around. It's coming up the early adolescence. Right around the time you get your period, and it's actually coming up on a weakness in the reproductive to that. So I'm just clearing that. Sharon, what any last corrections here that you want to do for Julie?
Yeah, it was just during the break that I got that I reconnected the liver to itself, so it feels more whole and connected to you, so that now that energy is more flowing, so that it can begin to do what it was here to do.
Absolutely. And we just strengthen it to be, you know, physically centered, so that from the top to the bottom to the top and right to back and, you know, back to front. And okay, so there's a weakness right to back and left to front. So it's just picking that up. So we're just going to strengthen that. And it feels like, this is shifting for you. And so we're just going to strengthen that. You know, we can spin out to black holes any energy that would be blocking those shifts, strengthen the love and joy and peace to come in through your liver rather than fear or anxiety or anger. And we transmute that into love, joy, peace is what I'm getting. How are you, Julie?
Oh, thank you. It's funny. I had like this like horrible cramp in my left leg just for a second. And I was like, oh my gosh, is it clearing? I think I feel
okay, so
good.
Let's
I mean,
the
irony
out
is like when I got the test, I was like, I've never felt better. I actually feel more whole than I have. And it's like this liver is doing its own thing. So
there we go. All right.
That's perfect.
Now I'm like, it doesn't have to do its own thing anymore. Or you can, but I would rather it not.
Today has been the energy on today's radio show has been really funny. So thank you for calling in, Julie. Feel free to email me and let me know how you're doing.
Okay.
All right. Enjoy your day. I was just laughing because when she got the cramp,
I felt like it was like a happy liver goodbye, like saying, yeah. "Oh, okay." It's like,
and you know, it's kind of funny because her liver, you know, for being an organ that's not supposed to be able to talk, has a great deal to say. It's funny how it, you know. You know, and then I just wanted to also say it's like the cramp in the left foot is just kind of like how this liver not working for her properly has been cramping her style.
Yeah.
Yeah, as a woman in particular.
I heard that.
Okay. Thank you so much for calling in, Julie.
Thank you so much for working on
All right. All right. Bye. You take care of yourself.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. So, Sharon, you know, we're probably getting close to the end of the radio show now. It feels like time kind of moved into some weird warp zone here.
It did.
Sometimes working with energy is just like this. I don't know. Today it seems like you and I are clearing at a high rate because we can't stop laughing.
Yeah, and it was just so, like you always, it's so much fun.
Well, you know, the more seriously we take life's problems, the more serious life problems take us. You know, and a lot of us really, like, I was just really fortunate, very blessed. I was on Dr. Pat, on her radio show. She was interviewing me, and I just, you know, feel so blessed to connect with people that, you know, are really open to looking at life from a different perspective. Life is way, 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 way too short, even if you have many lifetimes, to, you know, not enjoy you know, the process of being here. Mm-hmm. And just for everyone listening in, you know, some days like Bertha this morning that called in, you know, it's not a fun thing to go, you know, for these tests and that. So you just want to, you know, strengthen everybody to that. I'm going to the dentist right after this, you know, but I have energetically shifted. But I was joking with you earlier, Sharon, that I do hope my dentist doesn't hunt. It's, yeah. This week has been, you know, with Cecile the Lion. I'm sure some of you have heard of Cecile the Lion, and
I think you probably cleared the dentist so much that it probably wouldn't be.
Yeah, I made sure of my. My dentist is a really good man. Like, you know, I had just moved here and I wasn't even really, you know, a client yet. And of course, I broke a tooth right on the long weekend, and he offered to come in for me. You know, so. Mm-hmm. I mean, this, you know, you know, this is just the way life is. But when we have different think challenges that we need to face, you know, and it's about, you know, especially when it's like life and death. Actually, every day is about life and death. If you don't live your life and enjoy your life, you're sort of really not living fully. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, many of us are faced with, you know, challenges, and we want to strengthen everybody to spin those challenges into possibilities. And I want to thank you so much for coming on the radio show.
Thank you.
One of these times in the next few days, we will need to get together and just visit.
Yes, sure. I've missed that.
Because you're too much fun not to. Thank you, everyone, for listening in. Thank you to the callers who called in. And you know, most especially, thank you, Sharon, for your time and energy and your generosity today. You're much appreciated.
Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you. And for everyone listening in, this is Colette Marie Steffen. Thank you, Brian. I don't want to forget Brian because of his beautiful choices of music. Brian has a special knack for playing just the right song, and people feel better.
Oh, thanks a bunch, my dear.
And I love that. I just absolutely do. Bye for now. We'll see you next week on The Truth is Funny.
You've been listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen. Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The Truth is Funny. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com for more information. That's TheTruthIsFunny.com.